Good night.
Well, well, well.
Look who's still here. Aw, did we keep you waiting for so very, very long?
We have good news for you, pretty boy. Don't we, Nikki?
That's right, we do. The party's over.
Which means our private party is just getting started.
Just look how excited that makes him. It's almost kind of pathetic.
I don't know about almost.
Aw, but just think of how long he must have been dreaming of a night like this. Playing with his little stiffy in bed. Fantasizing about meeting a hot girl with big tits and a real live cock made of flesh and blood. A cock even bigger than his. A cock for him to suck and suck, just like his favorite porn star. Even better than his favorite porn star. And then he meets not one, but two of us. And we just immediately have our way with that pretty mouth of his and promise to do it all over again.
I guess you make a good point. I suppose we can forgive him a little exuberance.
I think we should encourage it. Isn't that right, pretty boy? You want Nikki and Baxter to play with you some more? You want us to fuck that little slut inside you all the way out into the open? Fuck you until you can't think of yourself as anything but a total cock whore? Well then, show Nikki and Baxter how bad you want it. Come on. Don't you dare say a word. Beg with those pretty eyes of yours. Beg with those cute little whimpers. Beg on your fucking knees. Come on. Off the bed. On the floor. On your fucking knees, boy.
I suppose I should give you this one last chance to leave. Nikki's usually the one with a conscience, but she's been drinking. We both have. In fact, we're both pretty smashed right now. Only when Nikki drinks, that conscience of hers just dissipates into nothing. It's pretty much like Jekyll and Hyde with her.
Beckle and Hyde.
Hey, Nikki.
Yeah, Bex?
Shut the fuck up and have another drink.
Yes, ma'am.
So, here it is, boy. Your last chance to escape. There's the door right over there. All you have to do is stand up and walk out.
No, stay with us.
You better think twice, boy, because I can't guarantee what she's going to do to you if you stay. I can't guarantee what we won't do with you. You're just such a pretty boy. All I can guarantee is that we're both going to get really carried away once we start with you.
I think that's exactly what he wants.
I think you're right. He hasn't even glanced at that door, and he sure as fuck isn't getting up to his feet.
You know why that is, pretty boy? It's because cocksuckers like you feel most at home on their knees. Isn't that right? And he just fucking nods at me. You're so fucking eager, aren't you?
So fucking pathetic.
Seriously, what wouldn't you do to earn some more playtime with these big fat cocks?
Would you take a spanking from us?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, you would? Don't worry, baby. You'll feel just as home on all fours as you do on your knees. Let me just scoot behind you first and just undo this buckle. And then free this belt. And now you're fly. And okay, pretty boy, get on all fours for us.
Yay!
Now I'm going to show you one of the most delicious sensations in life, pretty boy. Feel my hand sliding up these precious cheeks. Feel my fingers slowly working their way under the waist of your jeans. Close your eyes, baby. Concentrate on this. Really relish how amazing this feels. on your hands and knees, feeling these tight, tight jeans being dragged down and down and down, exposing this perfect little ass of yours, exposing your precious little hole, and all the while knowing that the person doing this to you has a raging hard on that they're just dying to ram all the way up in there.
God, you're getting me too hot for this, you bitch.
Good. Here, why don't you come and take one side, and I'll take the other, and there. Now, remember, he has to earn what's coming. So if you're getting too worked up, Nikki, you just take it out on this sweet ass right here. Got it?
Got it.
Good. Now, why don't you kiss me? Let's make him just listen to us making out behind him.
Maybe. While we run our nails up and down his crack. Like this. And maybe just graze this cute puckered hole with one sharp nail, like this.
Sounds like somebody's still up down there.
You think it's us keeping them up?
I don't know. Our little cocksucker has been pretty quiet so far.
I think we can change that.
I don't know. Maybe if you keep spanking while I reach down and grab these tight little balls and just fucking squeeze them.
That made some noise out of them. Do it again.
Do what? Squeeze? Like this?
Fuck yeah. Now he's making some noise. You just let it out, baby. It isn't healthy to hold it in.
Would it help if I just gave them a sharp little twist like this?
Come on, baby. Cry it out. Let us hear it. Let us hear how much it fucking hurts.
Come on, pretty boy. I know some sick part of you is enjoying this. I know it would be so awkward trying to scoot away with your jeans yanked down around your knees like that. But you're not even trying to, are you?
So, what do you think? Has our little plaything earned some more playtime?
He's earned something, all right. Now, where did those cuffs end up?
Over there. See them poking out from under your pillow?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, and just look at our pretty boy already putting his hands behind his back. Such a good boy.
Jesus, what wouldn't he let us do to him?
Well, let's find out.
What do you have in mind?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe we haven't been the best hostesses.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, we left him all alone up here while we went downstairs and had a few drinks and mingled and flirted and partied with everyone else. And we never once came back up here to check on him.
Oh, yeah.
To see if we could get him anything. To see if he might like a drink.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess that was pretty negligent. I don't think he was even here for very long before we found him. What have you had so far tonight, pretty boy? Just that one beer? Well, here. Open up.
There you go. Good boy. It's strong, huh? It does have quite the kick. You just cough as much as you need to, don't worry. The first burn is always the worst. The next will go down smoother. You just open wide for Nikki again and... See? You're not coughing half as bad now. Go on, get your breath back. In through your nose, out through your mouth. And now let me just keep this pretty mouth forced open for you and, bartender, another round, please.
Sure, on the fucking house. Hey, bad boy, no spitting up.
That's right, you little bitch. You swallow whatever the fuck we put in that mouth. You got it? Huh? Yeah? You do? Then open up, and we'll fucking try that again.
Much better.
Once more.
Do you think that's safe?
He only had the one beer.
But how long has it been since he's had anything to eat?
Well, it's not our fault if he doesn't know how to prep for a party. Come on.
Okay.
Good boy. I can't wait to see all that hit you at once.
Now what?
Now we get naked.
Finally! I think that booze is soaking into his brain.
His eyes are sure soaking up the sight of us. Remember these bad boys, sweetheart? Remember them stuffing your mouth full? You stay still. You stay right where you are and watch us. We're about to rape you all over again, sweetheart. So first, we need to see the need in your eyes.
Because we're going to stuff more than that pretty little mouth this time.
Why don't I play with yours? And you play with mine.
Let's. He's, like, totally mesmerized.
He's, like, totally wasted.
Let's inch a bit closer.
There. Got a better view now, pretty boy. See these two big cocks leaking for you?
We're getting so messy.
Good thing we have a napkin. See?
But I need that lube.
No worries. Here, boy. Spit in my hand. Good boy.
Me too. Now spit.
And come here. Let's show him some tongue.
Oh, fuck, babe. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Oh. But we promised him we'd take our time with him this time around.
Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck that shit. The little bitch wants more, he can... Oh, he can come back for more.
You still want his sweet, perky ass? You did call dibs.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you fucking bitch. You have to stop. You have to stop, or I'm going to come right now.
Give me some more lube, boy. Come on. Spit. Again. Come on. Work up more saliva and give me some more lube. Good boy. That's what you want, isn't it, boy? And that's what you stuck around for. And this massive fucking cock of hers, tearing your virgin hole apart. You'd come back here for that, wouldn't you? If she loses control right now and just blows another load all over your face, you'd come crawling back tomorrow and offer up that ass again. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Of course you would. You want to prove it? You want me to work her right up to the edge so she can't handle it anymore? And just shoots another load of hot, sticky cum all over that pretty face.
No, no, please. Please, you have to stop.
Well, I guess we did make a promise. So now you have to calm yourself down a little bit, Nikki.
You evil fucking bitch.
You just work on getting your composure back. Here, why don't you scoot him around so he's facing the bed? And then just take a knee behind him while I look for where that key ended up.
Fine.
I don't think he'll scamper off if we unlock him.
Goddamn, boy. This is the best night of my life. Thanks for coming here tonight. Thanks for staying here tonight. I mean it, baby. I've been beating myself off almost every single night, dreaming about a night like this. About a boy like you, who's just so excited to meet a girl like me. Like us. Believe me, meeting Rebecca was a godsend, but I've been looking for a boy like you for so, so long. Can't you feel how much I mean that? Feel my cock rising up against your crack, poking the back of your balls? What if I just flex that muscle a little and make it bop up and down? You like it when my cock gives you little love taps right up your taint? Here, let me reach around and play with your cock a little. If you're a good boy, maybe we'll get you off too.
Fuck. Do you have any idea what we did with that fucking key?
And frankly, I don't give a shit. I don't think he does either. Do you, boy? Wouldn't it be kind of nice to just stay like this forever? Bound up and ready to be used like this? Could you live with that? Do you dream of that? Maybe we can make you some space in the basement. Maybe we can fit you with a collar and hook you up over the pipes with a little chain and pulley system. We can haul you up and choke you on your tippy toes just to make us laugh. And then just drop you to your knees when it's time for you to do your job. You know what job. Blow job. After blow job. After blow job.
Found it.
Aw, I almost had myself convinced we had a gimp for life. Here, I'll take that. Have you noticed how we still haven't asked you for your name, boy? Is it kind of hot knowing how little that matters to us? You'd answer to gimp, wouldn't you?
He sure as fuck answers to cocksucker.
Make room for the Baxter. Scoot back a bit and give her space to sit right on the edge of that bed in front of you. And oh my, he just fucking went for it.
There you go, pretty boy. Were you starved for that cock?
Remember, answer her. Moan uh-huh around that cock. Aw, good boy.
Slow down, boy. You wanted this to last, didn't you?
You just can't help it, the greedy little bitch.
How are you doing over there? I think you can handle that ass.
I think it's time to find out. Hand me that lube. Okay, pretty boy. It's time. You ready for this? You feel me poking up against your hole? You want me to push in a little bit? Fuck yes. Oh, you feel that in you? Oh, the tip of my cock. You're so fucking tight. You just keep bobbing up and down on Becky's cock like that while I keep pushing in.
Don't fight it, baby. Don't clench up. Just push out. Oh, good boy. Feel her hands on your hips.
That's right.
Just let them guide you. Just push back against her and enjoy how amazing it feels to have your ass filled with cock.
Good boy. Keep backing that ass up. We're almost halfway there.
Yes. Oh, whimper like that some more. That feels so fucking good on my cock. Come on, pretty boy. Take me deeper. Take me as deep inside that throat as you're taking it up the ass.
Come on. Get out of that ass.
I think they're right. It's time to start fucking you, pretty boy. Just halfway in to start. I'm just going to tease this tight ass open. In and out. Nice and soft. Oh, you like it, don't you? Do you think he's figured out what's going on?
I don't know. Did you forget all about that cam in here, pretty boy?
This is a porn party, after all.
It wouldn't be on theme if we weren't filming this.
And it wouldn't be porn if someone else wasn't watching.
Our roomies downstairs are taking care of that.
Do you mind much, pretty boy?
Look up at me. Let me see your face. Let the girls see your face. Let them see how happy you are. How pretty you are. How delighted you are to be seen as the cock-hungry whore that you are inside.
Get up already.
And don't listen to that. You listen to me. Just stare back at me. And show me how much you love this. You're doing such a good job. That feels so good, the way you're squeezing my dick. The way you're sucking my tip. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Keep going.
He's loosening up some. Oh, I think he can take it a little faster. How's this boy? Does that feel good? Oh, yeah.
I wish you could see this, baby. The absolute fucking joy in his eyes right now. The disbelief.
I can hear him grunting. Does that feel good on your cock?
I can't really feel it. He's still just working my tip. Maybe if we go deeper. Are you ready for that, baby? One more time. You just take me as deep in your throat as you're taking Mickey. I think it's about time you feel what it's like to have a cock buried all the way inside you. Here, I'll hold your pretty head down to help you.
Ready?
One.
Two.
Three. Just hold it in there.
You too. Oh, just look at him. Squirm.
Wait till he really starts bucking.
Oh, tapping out already, pretty boy. You need me to pull out a little bit.
Okay. There you go, baby. Drink that air. No. No. Don't turn your head away. And get that cock back in your fucking mouth. We're going to try that again. Ready?
Ready.
Again. Good boy. You can take it. You can take it. I feel you tapping out, but you can take it. I believe in you. Nikki, can you reach that bottle without pulling out?
I think so.
Okay. Release. You just fuck him as you please.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Here you go, baby. Open that mouth. You deserve a drink. There you go. Good boy. You just take a moment to enjoy that cock in your ass. You just take a breather and relish getting fucked for once. It feels better and better with every thrust, doesn't it? I love anal. No pain at first, and then all that pleasure and that sense of pride of overcoming that barrier. That sense of accomplishment, knowing that you're taking it up the ass like a slut and loving every fucking minute of it. It's the same with deep throating. Trust me, I'm gonna get you there. Here, have another drink. Good boy. Such a pretty boy. It's such a lovely sight seeing you spit roasted. Here you go. Take my cock again. Do your thing. That's right. Take it deep. Get yourself ready. Get yourself used to it deep in your throat. You're gonna take it all the way in again in just a moment. And then I'm gonna pin that pretty head down until you've had enough. I'll tell you when. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to be ready. Okay. One. Two. There you go. Oh, fucking take it.
Oh, that's right. Take it. Take it. Take it.
You could do better. You can go longer. Take it. Tap out all you want, pretty boy. I know it's reflexive, but I know you can take it, so I'm not letting up. Focus on that cock gagging your pretty little throat, and know that I'm only going to let up when I damn well want to. And just enjoy that sense of helplessness. Cry those pretty tears all you want, but take pride in how well you're doing. Trust me, baby. By the time we're through with you, you're going to win every blowjob contest you ever enter.
Fuck yeah, you will.
And there you go, sweetheart. Get your breath back. Oh, look at that smile. See? Doesn't it feel good knowing how long you can hold cock down your throat?
Fuck, I'm not gonna last.
You don't have to, baby. He's definitely coming back to play with us some more. I can see it in his eyes. You just do your thing and come when you need to. Don't worry, pretty boy. You're not done with this cock here. I'm just gonna rub it all over that sweet, pretty face while you wait for what's coming. You're going to love it when Nikki comes inside you. That's right. Just enjoy it. Smile wide. There's no shame here. This is what you wanted. This is what you're going to get. Whenever you want. Whenever we want.
That's right. Yes. 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 Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck.
Good boy. Doesn't that feel amazing? All that cum squirting inside you, filling you up. I know you think you feel like a dirty slut now, but just wait till it starts leaking out of you. After she's all done with you, after she's gone and left you, that sweet little boy pussy is still going to be dripping nasty cum until it all dries up. And there she goes. Bye-bye, cock. And now that aching hole just feels so empty, doesn't it? I'm sure there's a bit of sweet relief in that. But trust me, very soon, it's going to be aching to be filled back up again.
You're one sick bitch, Bex.
It's true, though. This boy's a slut. And sluts always want more.
Well, I think you're going to have to take care of that. I think I'm spent for the night.
No. I'll wait until next time. Because there will be a next time. Won't there, slut? Yes, of course there will be. I don't want to break you just yet. You've done enough for tonight. Why don't you just lie there on the floor? That's it. On your back. Arms at your side. And I'm just going to straddle your chest like this and take care of myself.
He can't stop smiling.
No, he can't, can he?
Seriously, I think we can do anything we want with this precious little thing.
Oh. Fuck. I think you're... I think you're right.
You know, I think we can make any kind of condition we want, too. Like, well, for example, Bex here and I have been thinking lately about starting our own web show. You know, to make a little extra money. Maybe on Pornhub or maybe OnlyFans. I don't know. But I think maybe tomorrow we'll decide where and start setting it up. I know we didn't give you much choice about our roomies watching this. Sorry. But I promise, as of right now, they're the ones we get to. But if you want to play with us some more, the next time you come knocking on our door, and I just know you will, well, we'll let you in, of course, but we won't say a fucking word. We're just going to march right back up to Beck's computer over there and upload this video so the whole world can watch.
Oh, fuck, God. Keep talking like that.
We're going to make you a star, baby. And after that, well, of course we're going to have to shoot another scene. This one, well, I mean, this has been a pretty hot night for us all, but as far as the finished product, well, I imagine it's pretty amateurish. There's only the one camera. I'm not even sure how much of this was in frame. And Bex and I, we're both kind of perfectionists. When we take on a project, we like to get ambitious. We'll need better lighting, multiple angles, close-ups, makeup.
Oh, yes.
Next time, baby, we're going to paint you up like the whore you are.
Oh, fuck yes, yes.
Oh, good boy. That's it. You know what's coming. You open wide like that for your money shot. Oh, it looks like Becky isn't going to let you miss a fucking drop. She's just beating off right up on the roof.
Oh, fuck.
And now here it comes.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, take it. Take it, take it, take it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Boy. Such a good boy. You know just what to do. You know just what people want to see. Don't swallow right away. That's right. You just work that cum around your mouth and savor it. Good boy. Now gulp it down and smile. Smile for the camera. Smile for your audience.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God, that was too good.
Well, you know what they say about audiences. Always leave them wanting more. And right now, by audience, I mean you, boy. Come on your feet. Party's over. Huh? Ugh. Don't ruin this by whining like that. I know I said we might get you off if you were a good boy, but I do believe I said maybe. So come on. It's walk of shame time. No. You can pull up your jeans outside the door. Just get the fuck out. Bex and I need our beauty sleep. Come on. But, baby, you know where to find us. And you know the deal. So, if you want any more,